in our lab, we began in the mid-80s, mid to late 80s, we began looking at electrical stimulation of paralyzed muscle. If you put electrodes on the upper legs, the upper thighs of a paraplegic patient and deliver enough current, you can get the underlying muscles to contract. These are muscles that are denervated by spinal cord injury. And so the patient feels no pain from this electrical stimulation, but the muscles can be made to contract. So if you do it right, a patient in his wheelchair can turn on electrical stimulation of his upper legs and get the quadriceps to contract as he pushes himself out of the chair, and can arrive at a standing position, get his knees locked with the contraction of the quadriceps, and stand for significant lengths of time. Now, that's a small thing, but it's psychologically, it has great advantages. It allows a patient who's confined to a chair to stand up and to work in the kitchen and reach into cabinets, and kitchen and bathroom sink become available. So standing, and there may be a benefit also to the atrophied muscles that the stimulation offers. So that was a project, and we studied a dozen or so patients in our laboratory, looking at problems, complicated problems, such as how to maintain balance and anteroposterior sway under circumstances of erect standing when a patient has no sense from his feet, has no feeling for the ground reaction vectors and what the forces are all doing. How does the patient maintain stance, proper stance? What kind of railings or other kinds of balance aids do you need to incorporate? Or are there other ways that you can provide sensing and control of the stimulation? And that has been an exciting area. We also discovered that in patients with, especially in quadriplegic patients, we have learned that pulmonary problems are a serious source of morbidity in such patients. And so we've thought of ways of making quadriplegic patients, of enabling them to cough and clear their lungs of secretions. So it turns out that by stimulation of the electrical stimulation of the abdominal muscles, which again you can do from the skin, you can essentially create a productive cough by vigorous contraction, sudden contraction of the abdominal musculature. And so that's an area in which we are active and working. Other people have been interested in going even further and allowing walking. If you can, by exciting the quadriceps in an alternating fashion, it's been demonstrated in a small group of patients that you can get a kind of a walk in which the patient sequentially contracts and relaxes his leg muscles as he swings forward.
Using a walker?
Yes, using a walker or parallel bars and in the laboratory. There have been some successes. Depends a lot on how motivated the patient is, because it takes a lot of training and a lot of practice. And it's very tiring for the patient to do this. But there have been reports of walking without a full walker, but that mostly you do this with a walker. So these are some of the goals of other laboratories. We're not pursuing those now. We are working in the microstimulation area, as I mentioned, looking at arrays of electrodes that can be used to stimulate the brain auditory and visual centers in the brain. And that's an exciting area that we look forward to. I had pretty good NIH support.